Blog Talk Radio.
And appreciation belongs to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim of our great ancestors who were righteous in the eyes of the Almighty, who kept his laws, statutes, and commandments, none other than the great Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I am truly feeling great about being a Hebrew Israelite. I praise the mighty Yahweh to be the bloodline descendant of those great three men who honored the Creator by obeying his laws, his statutes, and commandments. They didn't even have a written law. They went by his oral laws and as well as their ancestors who taught them the laws, as well as they taught our ancestors, even unto this very day. All of our people don't realize just how special we are as a people. We are the Creator's chosen. So it is important that we understand who we are as Yah's chosen people. For today, my brothers and sisters, we have a power-packed broadcast that it ain't no way that you want to miss. So we want you to stay tuned for this broadcast. But before we get it going, we got to get a song of praise, a song of honor, and a song of glory to the true and living Elohim. And this is a beautiful song by a beautiful little group, a beautiful little group of beautiful brothers and sisters at the House of Israel of Atlanta. It's called Hebrew Force. This is the name of one of the great singers and rappers at the House of Israel of Atlanta that praise Yah. And the name of this song, which is so beautiful, is called Pray. Hope you love it.
Oh, God.
Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom, shalom. My name is Mori Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We collectively, from the House of Israel of Atlanta, we welcome you to this broadcast today. We praise the mighty Yahweh. Because today, we're going to be speaking of that Yahweh is our praise. And I do mean, just like the song, P-R-A-I-S-E, he truly is our praise. I can say this with confidence. Me and my brothers and sisters, elders to the suckling children, we love praising our Yah. He should be our praise. He should be our glory. He is the only one who deserves praise and thanks. Praise is truly a natural thing for us to only give it to Him. Matter of fact, every praise, every thank, every glory, every bragging and boasting should only be Yah. Because it belongs to Him. And I praise the mighty Yahweh that us at the House of Israel of Atlanta, and I'm truly, like I said, I'm honored to be even standing before His chosen people on the Sabbaths, on His new moons, on His feast days, on this broadcast, anytime, any place. He's our praise. He should be our praise. But it's amazing that our people are giving this to a false god. They're giving what belongs to Him to a false god. Now, I want to show you some things so that we can understand exactly what I'm saying. This is what it says. I'm in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, we read this every Sabbath. We read it because it's very important to understand just how much we were to honor Him and know what we were supposed to do as His chosen people. For instance, in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, we're going to start reading at the 12th verse. It says, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh, thy Elohim, require of thee?" In other words, what do He demand that you better do, because truly the Creator deserves obedience, humbleness, and honor to Him. We look like a fool giving honor to things that do nothing for us, people that do nothing for us. And many of us are blind and foolish to believe that other people do things for us. But if it wasn't for Yahweh, what would they have? What would they be able to help you and me with? So let everybody praise Yah. See, and one day soon, this is going to come to pass, that everybody going to be praising Him. Everybody going to be thanking Him. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful, even though I might sound a little under the weather, because I am. But guess what? I feel great. I feel great to bring forth the words of our true and living Elohim. I'm thankful to be breathing. I'm thankful to be a son of Yahweh. I'm thankful that He rose me up today. So no matter what happens to me, Yah's praises will endure forever. Creator said in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter again, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh, thy Elohim, require of thee but to fear Yahweh, thy Elohim, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and His statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Hallelujah. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh's, thy Elohim. The earth also, with all that therein is. Only Yahweh had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and He chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh your Elohim is the Elohim of Elohim, and the Master of Masters. In your Bible it says G-O-D and G-O-D-S is an L-O-R-D and L-O-R-D-S. But in Hebrew, in the true wording, this would be, He is the Elohim of all Elohims, and He is the Master of all Masters. Meaning the slave master is truly not the ultimate master, and we're only here because we didn't obey the master. So that's why it's time for us to return back to Yahweh, because He is our master. He is the one that we're to honor above anyone else. And must I say, brothers and sisters, the slave master's time is running out. Babylon is falling. Can't you see? A great Elohim, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh rewards. He does execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. In other words, this don't mean to love your enemies. It said love the stranger, the foreigner. Of course, we had foreigners that was with us, but they were our servants. We had foreigners that passed through our land, and we gave him of the tithes and offerings, because they were for the fatherless, the widow, the Levite, and the stranger that passed through our land that was hungry. We had something for him. That's why it says, He loveth the stranger and giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger. Remember, because we were strangers in the land of Egypt. In other words, we weren't here sent here to mistreat foreigners. Aren't foreigners mistreating us? So in other words, the Creator wanted us to remember that, and He's going to reward us for not trying to oppress a foreigner, a stranger, even though we're being oppressed. We're the leaders of the world. We're the example setters of the earth. And the Creator told us, thou shalt fear Yahweh, thy Elohim. Him shalt thou serve, and him shalt thou cleave, and to him and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy Elohim, that have done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now Yahweh thy Elohim have made thee as the stars of heaven for a multitude. Hallelujah. That's what he has made us. We started off with 40 people, 70 persons in Egypt. Don't you know? Let's go and see if this is true. 70, that's 40. Let's go to Exodus, the first chapter, please. Let's go to Exodus, second book of the scriptures, the first chapter. Exodus, the first chapter. Look what the Creator told us. He said, in the first verse of Exodus 1, now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, and Gad, and Asher, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. For Joseph was in Egypt already. In other words, 70 is 70. And that's exactly, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. For Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And then it says, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. And you have to ask yourself, Israel. And when I say Israel, I'm speaking to Yah's people, my people, the so-called African Americans, all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. Don't you know that we are the Creator's chosen people? Don't you know that you, brothers and sisters, are truly the true Hebrew Israelites? And the Creator lets us know right here that they said that our people was more and mightier than they were. Now, how in the world could they have known this? Could they have done something that they do right here in this country? Every so often, they do something in this country. It's called take a census. They number us, they count us to see how many it is of us. And I always wondered, when they would knock on our door when I was a little boy, my mama would never tell them the truth. And I praise Yahweh for it. She never told how many was in our household. She never said it. She would just let them know I'm by myself. She never said how many of us was in the house. I never understood that. I never understood why he put a spirit in my mother not to tell this white man the truth when he knocked on the door and wanted to know how many of us was in the house. Well, guess what? This was something almost embedded in your ancestors, brothers and sisters. We were never to be numbered. Never. See, our praise belonged to Yahweh. and has a special reason why we would never be numbered. Let's understand. Let's go to Genesis, and I'll show you. I'll show you that this is modern Egypt, too, as you can see, because they're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing. Let me show you what the Creator told Abraham. It's very interesting when you read it. Very interesting to see just how the Creator dealt with our forefather, Abraham, and how he showed him things, and how he respected the Almighty and trusted in the Almighty. Because there'll never be someone like Abraham who was called the friend of Yahweh. Yahweh said, "This my friend." Did you understand? He said, "He's my friend." Oh, my goodness. Think about Yahweh saying, "Whatever your name is, that's my friend right there." Boy, you got to be mighty tight with him. Truly, he got to be your praise. Truly, he got to be your honor, your glory, all day and night. This is what it says in the Genesis, the 15th chapter. I want you to look at it. Yah told him in the first verse, it says in Genesis 15, verse 1, "After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And Abram said, "Yahweh Elohim, wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless?" Oh, let me reread that. And Abram said, "Master Elohim, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars." In other words, count the stars, "if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be." In other words, so shall your seed be, which could not be numbered. Your seed will never be numbered. And he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, "I am Yahweh, that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give thee this land to inherit it." And he said, "Master Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it?" And he said unto him, "Take me of an heifer 3 years old, and she goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." And he took unto him of these, all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. In other words, after the Creator showed him that even though he didn't have a child at this time, Yahweh let him know, "Look in the sky. Count the stars. See if you'll be able to number them." He said, "So shall your seed be, which can't be numbered. You won't even be able to number them. They're going to be so many." And that's what Yah meant when he showed in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. That's what he meant. That's why we read it every Shabbat. That's why we read it, so that we can remember it and bring it down to our children, and they can be in remembrance, so that they would know that our fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, meaning 70 persons. 60 plus 10, that's 70. And now Yahweh the Elohim have made thee as the stars of heaven for a multitude. Because you can't even count the stars, too many. That's how much he multiplied us since that time. And I praise the mighty Yahweh. And when he gave us that, he put, after he showed Abram, he put him in a deep sleep. In other words, Abram had a nightmare. Because it says, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. In other words, a horror of great darkness. That's a nightmare, a horror of great darkness. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Hallelujah. In other words, brothers and sisters, that seed that he was talking about that would be in a strange foreign land is none other than us. That's right. It's none other than us, the so-called African Americans of today. Many of our people are seeking and searching right now. I praise Yahweh for all the beautiful brothers and sisters, just like I was and my wife and our people at one time, who didn't know who we were. And we were searching and seeking and wanting to know what happened to us as a people. How in the world could we be in this condition? What happened to us? And we see that Yahweh prophesied it. He said, to know of a surety, Abram, that your seed would be a foreigner in a land that don't belong to them. And that's why they make us feel like it's not our land. You could sing it all day. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. Sing it. But guess what? Is it? Have we ever been treated as if it's ours? Have we ever been treated as if we're citizens? Have we ever been treated as if we belong here? Have we ever been treated as if that this is the promised land? Yah ain't promised us this land except for, and let me show you. Let me show you what he promised this land would be. And truly, it has been that. And you would wonder why I'm entitling this broadcast that Yahweh is our praise. Truly, when you think about our plight in this country and the things that we have been going through even unto this very day, my comfort, my joy, my peace, my happiness, my wife's too, all of the beautiful brothers and sisters at the House of Israel of Atlanta are part in different states and countries, that's part of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We love to praise Yah. We love to praise him day and night. He deserves praise. He deserves glory. He deserves honor because he fulfilled his words. He said we will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And we would serve these foreigners and be afflicted for 400 years. Very important that we see that the word of the true and living Elohim is truly what it says. For instance, this is what Yah said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Look what the Creator said. He warned us. 28th verse, very important. This is what he said. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe, to do all his commandments, not some of them, not just the 10, but all his commandments, which he command us this day, and his statutes, that all these curses would come upon thee and overtake thee. Now, some people, this is what they do. They say, well, Brother Elkanah, the 400 years been up, man. Don't you know that when it says about 400 years, we got Israelites who say that they know that the 400 years is up, man. Well, guess what? Is Yahweh a man that he should lie? Some of them even believe that the 400 years he was prophesying was when our people was in Egypt the first time. But this is not true. See, let's show the identification and how great this is to understand, brothers and sisters, giving praise and glory and honor to Yahweh, that he is letting us know he could speak a word hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, and it's going to come true. And it did. And it wasn't when we were first in Egypt when he said 400 years, because we weren't actually in Egypt for exactly 400 years. We didn't even receive affliction and servitude and slavery for 400 years in Egypt. Don't you know, we were prosperous. We were a people that was blessed. We waxed great, and the Pharaoh saw it. Let me show you what I mean. Go back to where we were in Exodus 1. Go back to that chapter, and let's prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that truly we're the people of Yahweh. Because some people, they believe that 400 years, brothers, that's up. That happened way back then. I don't know how long we're going to be here. Well, guess what? In Exodus 1, that's why the Pharaoh said, it says, a new king rose up in the 8th verse over Egypt, which didn't know Joseph. And what happened was, when Joseph died, that's why it says in the 6th verse, Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all his generation, and all the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty. Not just mighty, exceeding mighty. They excelled over the Egyptians, and the land was filled with them. In other words, that's what they fear right here in this country. They fear that we multiplied despite them poisoning our food, them poisoning the water, them poisoning the air, them poisoning our minds in these churches and mosques. Darn, what is it going to take? And I'm talking about they spraying, and that's probably why I got a sore throat today. That's probably why I'm sniffling today, because of these chemtrails they put in the air. Those chemtrails cause all kind of things. That's why you got to be truly immune strong, taking things to build your immune system up, letting the leaf be your medicine, as the word of Yah says. Trusting in Yahweh with all your heart. Eating right by the dietary laws of Yahweh. Things like pork chops and bacon and ham. These things break your immune system down. They tear it down. They make it weak. And don't you know, brothers and sisters, they're cooking this stuff when you go to their restaurants. A wise Israelite, they ask questions. Hey, what grill did you cook this on? If I'm going to eat this turkey, which I can eat, well, how did it die? These are the questions that a righteous Israelite asks. They don't just go to a restaurant and say, well, they sell chicken. I think I'm going to eat some chicken because, hey, I already realized I can eat chicken. I can eat bird. Yeah, but how did they kill that bird? Because guess what? If that bird was chicken, was cooped up in a chicken coop and died by a heart attack, don't you know you're going to get that? And we're wondering why we're in the conditions we're in today. Because we're not following the full instructions of the mighty Yahweh. It's taking a toll. And you want to know why we're being afflicted? Our ancestors were hard-headed. Are we going to be this like this generation? Or are we going to be a refreshed, renewed generation? A generation that's not going to take foolishness. A generation that's going to make sure that we're righteous. A generation as our ancestors did. They made pacts and ordinances to themselves and said, look, we're going to make an ordinance that if I catch anybody around here serving some other deities, we're going to have to do you in. You understand? We're going to have to get rid of you. But we're going to have to start making them kind of pacts. No, we can't. We're not talking about committing harm to any of our beautiful brothers and sisters. We were lost to. But we're talking about we're going to have to make our minds up that we're not going to tolerate foolishness. And we're going to have to get rid of people that don't really want to do what thus said Yah. We're going to have to start doing it, brothers and sisters, because he's our praise. And Yahweh has a tendency that truly, if you ain't right, and you got one person that might be not right in your camp is going to stink. And you won't have blessings. You won't have his mercy. Because there's going to be a traitor amongst you. There's going to be someone that's not serious. That's why it's very important that we serve Yah in truth and righteousness. We already got enough enemies. We don't need Yahweh to be our enemy. Yah said in his holy scriptures that the king of Egypt said in the 9th verse of Exodus 1, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them. Lest they multiply and it come to pass. Check it out. You notice he said, see, this is our blueprint right here. We want to know what's wrong with us. Man, these heathens trying to kill us. These heathens trying to kill us. And I'm telling you, every morning when Yah's loving kindness and mercies are renewed and you wake up to be in the land of the living, you better praise the mighty Yahweh. Because believe you me, they work in day and night to seek your life. That's why it says, come on, let us deal wisely with them. Lest they what? They multiply. In other words, when he said lest they multiply, what he's saying is we're going to have to cut these folks off by any means necessary. Brothers and sisters, that's why it's very important that we understand, read labels. Stop being so gullible. Stop being so foolish. Stop being vulnerable to their murderous mind. Because believe you me, if you don't ask and inquire what you're eating when you go to these stores, if you're not reading these labels to see if they got pork products in it, and they got fancy names for these products, you got to understand that. Then you're going to find yourself sinning against Yah, and you're going to find yourself sick. You're going to find yourself hurt because the Almighty is warning us right here that this is our Egypt, y'all. This is our Egypt. I'm going to show you that. This is the second Egypt. Right here is I'm reading about the first Egypt. But he told us we were going to go into Egypt again, meaning an Egypt-like place. So all we got to do is look back and see what we need to look at more. Concentrate. He said, at least they multiply. In other words, look at what they give our sisters. They try to make them where they can't have no children. They try to make it where certain things make it where a man can't even produce, where a man can't even be the way he's supposed to be sexually. This is in the diet. It's in the air. It's in the water. Brothers and sisters, don't you know? They're trying their best to cut us off. He said, and it come to pass that when there fall out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. In other words, they're going to join people who truly are against us. That's what the heathen fear the most. They fear that our people gonna go to Muslim, be it Islam. And some of our people have turned to that. And Yahweh is pulling the skirt up on Christianity and Islam. I know they're talking about Islam. But y'all pouring the skirt up of the religion of being a Muslim, in Islam, and Christianity. They're all vanity. None of them truly go by what they claim they're teaching. Let's understand, brothers and sisters, we're in modern Egypt right now. And the heathen fear that you're going to clutch on to someone else. What did Yah tell us? See, somebody who served Yahweh, they're not going to do this. They're not going to join to no enemy. They're going to be trying to get close and join Yahweh and trying to find every way to give him glory, to give him praise, to give him honor. Because guess what? The nations definitely don't care nothing about us. I remember a man told me, he said, an elder man, he said, yeah, I tell you, they definitely don't want us to join with the Hispanics, and they definitely don't want us to speak their language and so we can speak Hispanic. But our language is Hebrew, even though this modern Hebrew is not the true and pure Hebrew. But nevertheless, that's why I don't discourage anyone from learning the Hebrew language that is there. Nothing wrong with it. Well, there's something wrong with the language, but nevertheless, nothing wrong with you learning more, even about our language, as much as you can. But keep in mind, it's not the Hebrew language that's holding us up from keeping the laws. It's our ways and our doings. And you can team up with anybody you want. You can think, yeah, maybe if we team up with the Hispanics, maybe we'll be all right. Maybe if we team up with this group or this group of people, we can be all right. No. The only one you need to be getting ready to team up with is your Elohim. Because he's the one who's whooping us good. Can there be evil in a city? And Yahweh hadn't done it. It says in the 11th verse, therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. See, we built these cities. They want to make you think the Egyptians built them. The Egyptians built the pyramids. No, brothers and sisters, this was built by the hands of one of your ancestors in slavery. These Egyptians don't use themselves, they use us. These modern Egyptians, this heathen country, they use us to build the plantations. They use us to build their sky rise and big buildings that they have downtown. That some of the bodies of our people is lying under right now. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. and they will grieve because of the children of Israel. In other words, they be grieved when you move up north. They don't want to see that. They be like, "Darn, we're trying to drive them out. We're trying to treat them bad at the job, and they still want to come and stay around us." And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Very important that we understand, brothers and sisters, right now where we're at. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. This is what the Creator prophesied that would happen to us in the 68th verse. Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. He said, "Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships." In other words, we walked into Egypt, and we walked out of Egypt on dry land when he drowned the Egyptians and let us walk dry shod over the land. But this was a different type of Egypt. This was the second Egypt he prophesied right here, that we came in ships. What kind of ships? Slave ships. See, I said, "I'm going to bring you into Egypt." In other words, the meaning of Egypt to us is bondage. Again, with ships. "By the way, where have I spoken to thee? Thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy you." In other words, you know that we were sold from plantation to plantation. This word don't mean that they would not buy you and sell you to a plantation. This word, when he said no man shall buy you, that word comes from the Hebrew word, no man will redeem you out of this. Now, think about this. Bond men and bond women. That means we will be sold as a slave man, bond man, and bond woman. But look at the garbage. The garbage that they taught us from the slave plantations that we need to zero in on. And we will wonder why Yah don't get his praise like he's supposed to. Now look at this. In the New Testament, in the book of Galatians, let's go to Galatians, the third chapter of Galatians. And we're going to be opening the phone lines up in a minute. All you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. You're going to ask any questions you want. This is your day to ask whatever you want. No problem. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And in the book of Galatians, the third chapter, look what it says in the so-called New Testament. In Galatians, the third chapter, the 13th verse, it says, I start at the 11th verse. "But no man is justified by the law in the sight of God." Now, I got to say God because that doesn't refer to the Elohim of Israel. When you look up God in the New Testament in a concordance to the Bible, that's why I encourage all of our brothers and sisters that's trying to learn the truth. Because we got many of them listening today. We have many of them listening on our broadcast. And we love y'all because we was just like you. And some of us, we're all still truly learning because only Yahweh know everything. And when we looked and researched and seen God in the concordance of the definition that they applied this name to, it doesn't even refer to Yahweh or Yah or the God of Israel or the Holy One of Israel or the Most High, the Almighty. It says THEOS. You know where you get theories from? Who in the world is THEOS? That's their God. In the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. In other words, you don't need the law. No man is justified by the law. This is one of the biggest lies ever written in this book. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made for us a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hang on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through JC, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In other words, you got to trust and have faith in these words, because they are just about one of the greatest, biggest lies ever told to man. Let me show you what I mean when it says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Well, let's see. Did he? Did he redeem us? If we go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, did he redeem us from the slave ships when he said that we were going to go into Egypt again by ships? No. Did he redeem us when he said you shall be sold unto your enemies for a slave man and a slave woman and no man going to redeem you? Did he really redeem us from that? Be real, brothers and sisters. No. He said in the 66th verse of Deuteronomy 28, your life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. Did he redeem us from this, from slavery to this day, we're still getting murdered? No. He told us, and Yahweh shall scatter thee from among all people. Check this out now. From the one end of the earth even to the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Did he redeem us from this curse? No. How do I know that? Because our people are worshiping other gods. Our people are worshiping the one who claimed they're telling you to worship in the New Testament, which isn't Yahweh. Yahweh made everybody and everything. He wasn't born through a woman named Mary. He don't have a grandpappy or a grandmammy. Yah makes grandpappies and grandmamas. Yah ain't never crawled out of no grave. Whether it's 3 days and three nights, or whether it's he rose on the third day. And if he did rise, he unclean. He definitely unclean for seven at that. And he gonna have the nerve to tell people, the men, feel on me. Touch me. Why would you tell them that? And you just come out of the grave. Why? Because these words is nothing but a big lie. Yah is letting us know that his word will stand. Now I'm going to show you what I mean. See, he put us to the test. Our ancestors who disobeyed his laws, and our people disobey his laws to this day. And Yah said something that you need to see about how much he said his words will last. Very important. Very important. In other words, he put his word to the test. And he let us know he going to see who word going to stand. So, must I say, it looks like his words have stood the test of time. His words alone have stood the test of time. We can see that with our own eyes. And I got to show you a scripture where he actually said that. Go to Jeremiah 44. Jeremiah 44. Better stop believing these lying preachers. Better stop believing these lying imams and morays. These lying kohanes. These lying politicians, presidents, governors, and mayors. Look what the Creator said when he put our peoples to the test. Yah said in the 25th verse, thus said Yahweh, hosts, the Elohim of Israel. You'll never read this statement in the New Testament. I've debated. My teacher, the late great Moira Elisha, showed enough debated people to be able to show this word. I've offered my car, my truck, my house, every dollar in my wallet. I've offered this for years. So did he. And somebody can show us where Yahweh is actually speaking in the New Testament. And they didn't just quote something he said, but he actually spoke to somebody in the New Testament. And you'll never find it. Jeremiah 44, verse 25, thus said Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, saying, you and your wives have both spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her. You will surely accomplish your vows and surely perform your vows. Therefore, hear ye the word of Yahweh, all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, said Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, Yahweh Elohim liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine until there be an end of them. Yet a small number that escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah. And all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose words shall stand, mine or theirs. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh, and he ain't lying, because we know whose words have stood the test of time. That's why we got to give him praise, glory, and honor. And right now, I'm not going to delay his praise. I'm not going to delay his glory 1 minute more, because I'm going to the phone lines right now. We want to hear from you as well. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Right now we're going straight to area code 913. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, my brother.
Shalom, shalom, hello, my beloved brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is Brother Kaliah.
That's what I'm talking about, my beloved brother. You said the name before I could even get it out. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
What's happening?
Hallelujah.
Shalom,
this beautiful brother just had his name changed to Kaliah ben Yisrael. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to speak on the subject you were speaking on. You had said earlier that we were created to worship Yahweh. And
that's it.
One thing we got to remember is that when we called to be servants of Yah, when you look at that word Evad, it means that we worshipers of Yahweh.
There you go. That's right.
So what we have to understand is that if Yahweh created us and he formed us, and there's no if to it, Yahweh created us and he formed us from the womb. And he also said that we the seed of Abraham, that we need to do the works of our fathers.
That's right.
So what I'm saying is that when we looked at Abraham and how he protected the offering to keep the vultures away from it, we need to do our job in protecting the covenant. We need to make sure we're doing our job to keep the law as he told us to guard and to hedge it. And many of us, we're getting bombarded with stuff right now. We're coming into this peak season of the heathen when they're talking about Turkey Day and talking about JC's birthday. We need to be on full alert and be ready to protect the law. I'm not saying with our hands and fists, but with your mind, you got to be prepared and you got to be ready, because we're about to get hit with so many images and false idols that we don't know what to do with. So if we're not really prepared to be servants, then you're not really worshiping Yahweh. You're just doing lip service unto him.
Tell the truth, brother. I guess the listening audience can understand. When you asked me to pray to Mighty Yahweh for a name for you, now I know the listening audience can understand, my brother Kaliah, just why your name is Kaliah, which means the voice of Yahweh. That's what Kaliah means, the voice of Yahweh. And truly, you just spoke it strongly too. So all praise to the Mighty Yahweh, because what you said is the truth. That what you said is nothing but the truth. And we got to understand that's exactly what he wanted us to do, is protect his word, protect his interests. And he looking to and fro, his eyes search to and fro to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. And that is exactly what that's to. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, my brother, I don't want to tie up the phone lines, but one thing I will say before I go is that Yahweh said that our forefather Abraham, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, he said that Abraham was his friend, as you stated earlier.
Yeah.
And since Abraham was his friend, we need to learn how to reverence Yah and love Yah and look out for his best interest. As you just said, sometimes we're so busy looking out for ourselves and looking out for our families. Even us who walking with Yah, we had the tendency to put Yah on the back burner, but we need to make sure we magnify Yah's word, as he said, he's making honorable. And we need to make sure we're making Yahweh's word honorable, even in the smallest thing that you may do, from picking up a pencil to what you're going to eat or drink or what you're going to think. We need to make sure we're putting Yah first. And all I want to say is shalom, shalom to the house of Israel, and may Yah continue to bless us and establish us.
Hallelujah, brother. Shalom, shalom to you. That was some powerful truth words that you just spoke. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, beloved brother. Ain't nothing but love for you. Stay strong. And may Yah bless you to live forever. Love what you said. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Shalom, my brother.
Shalom, brother Kaliah. Shalom, shalom. Oh, wasn't that great? Praise the mighty Yahweh. We want to hear from you, too. All you got to do. Call area code 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And must I say, if you enjoyed yesterday's service, we want to hear from you. If you enjoyed what you heard, what was taught, the praises of Yah, whatever, just he waking you up, all Israel should have something to say. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going straight to area code 857, area code 857. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, my brother.
Shalom, shalom, my beloved brother. Kiss Kia from Massachusetts. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
All praise, all honor to the Holy One of Israel by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's such a wonderful to hear your voice, my brother. Every time
praise
I hear your
the
voice,
mighty
I
know Yahweh.
It's a blessing to hear truth.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Glad to have a little voice I got left.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Well, it is what it is, but Yah strengthened you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Believe you me, because I praise him for whatever breath he give me. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Like that song says, I'm going to praise him till my body drop, because believe you me, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be awakened. I wouldn't be alive. None of us would. So we got to give him praise. Got to give him glory with every breath that we take. Praise Yah.
That is so true, my brother. We were giving all our energy and giving all our praise to the Lion JC and all them images and idols for years and years. And every time I think about it, it brings tears to my eyes. And I cried to Yah for forgiveness. I didn't know. We was blind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know?
You're right.
But I just want to thank you for yesterday's truth and teaching and all you do and done for the most in the name of the Most High Yahweh, my brother. And
well, praise the mighty Yah, beloved brother Kiskia. You doing your thing in Massachusetts, and I can't wait. Hopefully, prayerfully, you know, when y'all get a chance to come on down, that'd be a blessing. It really would. We love to have y'all. Love to it.
I can't wait either, my brother. But I need some more cards now.
Okay.
I need some more business cards.
Okay. I got your address. Yeah, I'm going to have to send you some.
Yeah, send me some. And as soon as we hear from my sister, you call. It's only two of us coming, by the way.
Okay.
Just my queen and myself. Our children, they're on their own and they're grown, so they'll be here with their children. But we are
sure.
Coming now.
Okay.
I don't know if they want to come later, you know, but we are coming. Just my queen and I.
Praise the mighty Yah. Okay, well, brother, we're going to be looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. So I know you said you're going to have a deal to call us.
Yes. I had given her your number. I gave her your number.
Huh?
I know she
okay.
Had things going on. I gave her your number for you to call and for her to call you, and I know she's going to call you. She's definitely going to call you. I know she probably listened to this broadcast, so she's definitely going to call you. I can tell you that now.
I appreciate it. I'll tell her to take her time whenever she has time. I know you guys are very busy, so I understand. But whenever she finds time, just give us a call, and we can, you know, get this ball rolling.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, brother, and I love you. And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you and your beautiful queen. And we look forward to seeing you whenever you get a chance to come down here and stay. And if not, in the meantime, we're just going to be together from different states. Because as long as we in unity in the word of the Almighty, then we together. Praise Yah.
Yeah, check this out. Your teaching yesterday, right?
Yes, sir.
When you were saying about the heathens know who we are?
Yes, sir.
They know who we are. Even the president of the United States know who we are. He said it. He tweeted it.
Absolutely.
He said those people over there in Israel are not the real true Hebrews. He said the are the true Hebrews. And he said and he had the audacity to say that he don't know why. You know,
ain't that something? Ain't that something?
You don't know why, but Yah knows why.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, they was wondering why Obama, they was wondering why Obama, you know, didn't have a good policy with him. Because that various things, such as Michelle Obama, his wife. Michelle Obama, her first cousin is a brother that I know. And he's her minister. His name is Rabbi Fournier in Chicago. And that's where they lived at. They lived in Chicago. And he used to come to our conferences when Alicia was living. So he know us. And she knows. So it ain't like she ain't heard the truth. So it ain't like she ain't passed it on to her husband. So truly, that's what he began to find out once they came in to this. And then their relationship got kind of bad because that's what happened. People don't know that, but that's basically what happened. And I praise Yahweh, and I can't wait to see how all this is going to unfold. I really can't.
Me either. Praise Yah. I can't wait to see it too, my brother. And
yes,
my queen and I was out today, right? I went to to the store.
Yes, sir.
And ran across two heathens. They know who we are.
Yes,
they started reading the line, you know, paying for the things that we had picked up. And this old heathen lady and her daughter. They said,
yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas. I said, we don't do pagan holidays. We don't do pagan holidays. She said, no. She said, you know, I said, no, we don't do any. I said, we don't learn the ways of the heathens. I say, we don't follow man-made traditions, holidays. I say we do holy days and feast days of the Most High Yahweh.
Yeah.
And the old lady said, "Oh, that's the ancient name." She said, "That's the ancient name of God, the true name." I said, "Yeah, hallelujah." So she knows they know. This old heathen lady said, "That's the ancient name of the Most High." Hallelujah.
Wow.
And then she said, and I said, yeah, hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah. I said, Yah or Yahweh? She said, yeah, that's right. And I said, and he don't even speak. I said, he don't even speak in the New Testament. And you know they know that? She said, yeah, you're right. I said, whoa.
They know it.
I was shocked.
Hey, that's something.
Yeah.
Hey,
I was
that's
shocked
something.
When they
said, that's deep.
No, like you said, when you were speaking yesterday and today, they know. They know.
That's
but we don't know.
That's
we
it.
We don't know, my brother. It's sad to say.
And that's why we
got to
keep on praying, keep on studying, keep on praying, keep on hoping that the Almighty will enlighten us, and he will. All we got to do is seek him with all our heart,
yes,
soul, and might. And he said, I will be found of you, meaning I'm going to make myself available to you so you will know that I am Elohim and beside me there is none else, and that my words are going to stand the test of time. We're going to see who words going to stand. Their
right.
words or mine. And Yah showed
right.
that his words have stood the test of time. And I praise Yah
yes.
for it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A couple more things, my
Hallelujah.
Brother. A couple more things. I don't want to tie up the line, but I just got to, you know.
That's okay.
I heard you talking about the chemtrails, right?
Yes.
Those chemtrails are deadly, poison. People don't even know what it is. We tell people what they are. They don't. Some people never heard of. They don't know what time it is. But we tell people. We tell our people, and we tell the heathens too. And they're very amazed that this is going on.
Yes. Yes.
Deeper.
And let me tell you, brother, since you're on that subject, I'm giving a warning to our people and anybody else that want to know, because that was something that I had slipped on. When them chemtrails is out there, and I slipped. I took the garbage out one time, and when I went outside, it was kind of cold, and them chemtrails was out there because I had seen them the previous evening. I went out there, and I had something on my arms because it was kind of cold, but my chest was uncovered, meaning I had a shirt on, but I didn't have the coat buttoned up. So I had my coat on, but I didn't have it buttoned up, and one of the most vulnerable places that sickness can enter is your chest. So just want to. And when I get ready to teach the class of health, I'm going to go into different things like that and just various other things. But I just wanted to put that out. So, you know, in this kind of weather, you want to keep your chest covered, you see. And the heathen, he loved to go bare chest. He loved to jog bare chest. But we can't. Y'all told us don't learn the ways of heathen. Then things that might bother you ain't going to bother him because we have to understand all these things, see. So I just had to mention that since you were on the subject.
Yeah, when we go outside, my wife and I, because we know about it, we wear long sleeves and we wear a hat on our head. We never go naked.
Yes. Yes, sir. Praise y'all.
Those chemtrails.
Praise
y'all. Those things that's falling out of the sky that those planes are shooting out. Well, we don't go outside unless we have a hat on. Our head is covered and our body is covered.
Praise Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. Praise the mighty
and the
Yahweh.
Lord. Yeah. And
yes, sir.
When I heard you talking about going, you know, looking at tables and things when you're buying stuff, and that's what we do also. And when we go somewhere, we don't eat out. We don't eat out these restaurants. We don't eat out no restaurants. When we because we don't trust these people, because they'll tell you anything. They'll tell you they're putting the right thing in it, but you can't trust these people.
Please.
You know,
absolutely.
They're unclean. So we don't eat out. So when we go somewhere, we prepare our own food and take our own water, my brother.
There you go. There you go. That's the safest way to keep the laws of Yahweh. In other words, people don't realize the Creator told us and commanded us in his law that we had to make sure that we knew how something died. Because in his law, as you mentioned, Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, this is what the Creator said. In the 21st verse, he said, "You shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it unto a stranger that is in your gates, that he may eat it, or thou mayest sell it unto an alien, for thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim." In other words, Yahweh did not want us to just eat something that just died of itself, because you don't know how it died. So that's why we got to ask questions and just don't be so gullible, because it's chicken or it's turkey or it's something that you know you could eat. You still got to ask questions, inquire, even if you buy it from the supermarket, to do it yourself, because most of us are not farmers. We're not raising our own animal food. So the bottom line is we got to show enough, be as my beloved brother Kalia, and as you're saying, Kiskia, no doubt about it, because the word of Yahweh verifies that. We got to be more on it, cautious, alert on everything to honor the Almighty and give him praise. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, my brother. Praise Yah. So
praise Yah.
I don't want to hold it back. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you have other callers, and I just want to, you know, just give praise to you and praise to the Most High Yahweh for you.
Yeah.
And my queen say hi.
Oh, praise the mighty Yah to your queen. Long.
Love you, Marae, and may Yah continue to be with you, covering you and protecting and continue to empower you to do all that you're doing.
Praise the mighty Yah, Queen, sister. May the Most High continue to bless you and your strong husband as well. And I praise Yah that you all have the type of spirit that y'all have. I can't wait for all
the
people in Atlanta to be. Hallelujah.
And I just want to say,
we love you too.
Love you, and you have a blessed week. The Most High continue to empower you and continue to bless and cover you and protect you and your queen, your niece, and the whole house of Atlanta and their families. Extra blessings goes out to my elder, Naomi.
Yes, sir.
Sister Naomi.
Yes, sir.
Extra blessings goes out to her, and also for Mordecai Yah. I heard he was on the brother yesterday, but he could have fooled me if he sounded wonderful yesterday leading Alpha.
Yes, he did. It just happened all of a sudden. See, it happened all of a sudden. Yeah. And after that, yes, sir. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, our blessings goes out to all our brothers and sisters across the four corners of this world that worship Yahweh in spirit and truth and righteousness and holiness, and keep his commandments, statutes, ordinances, precepts, and judgments.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, brother. We love you all and your queen, too. And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep and protect you. May y'all be healthy, strong, and live forever. Love y'all very much. All of us.
Thanks to you, my brother. And don't forget them cards now.
Okay. I got it wrote down, brother. I already got it wrote down. And I already know that Elder Hadil going to call you. I wouldn't be surprised she'll call you today.
Whenever she has time,
absolutely.
I know she's busy. You know what I mean? I know she's
busy. Yeah,
she'll
be busy.
She'll
be pretty busy as well.
You guys are busy, so I appreciate the time spent, and I appreciate everything you guys do. Whenever
Hallelujah,
my brother.
Yes, sir. Well, love you, too.
Take care of yourself.
Take care. Yes, sir.
Take care of that cold. Take care of that cold that's coming down on you.
I know that's right. I am. My queen been taking good care of me. Soup and
I know she has. My wife should tell her to add some eucalyptus oil to it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I praise Yah. We're gonna add that to the menu of what my wife giving me with them herbal teas and stuff. Thank you very much for that.
Really appreciate.
Put them in. Put them on this. The oil. The rubbing on the in the on your foot bottom.
Okay. Okay. That'll be added to my therapy. I promise you. That sounds right,
praise
and
God.
I know you're right. Yes, sir.
Praise
God. Love y'all. God bless and keep
love
you. Good talking to you. Shalom.
Always
shalom.
Not. Shalom, shalom, my brother. Shalom.
Praise y'all. Shalom, shalom. Wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't that absolutely wonderful? Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. We want to hear from you, too, in the time we got left. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. All you got to do is call. Area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. If you just... As I mentioned earlier, you just want to thank Yahweh for a beautiful Sabbath yesterday. If you enjoyed and you heard the teaching from this past Sabbath yesterday, or whatever you want to ask, whatever you want to say, we want to hear from you. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And of course, in order for me to save my voice, I'm going to end this broadcast a little earlier. But we're going to stay on a few more minutes, and I praise the mighty Yahweh that he has blessed us to even be able to have this broadcast on today. So truly, I've got to show you some things. I want to show you, before we go off the air, I want to show you something when it comes to praising the mighty Yahweh. Let's turn our scriptures to the book of Psalms. Let's go to Psalms and let's see something. Praise Yah. In the book of Psalms, the Almighty lets us know something so wonderful about his praise, his glory, and his honor. And truly, to praise Yahweh, and think about this, the actors, the movie stars, and most of these other people, they're not praising Yah. These entertainers, they're not praising Yahweh. Even the best of our singers, so-called best, because I'm telling you, it's some sisters that I know that praise Yah that sang better than Aretha Franklin. Let me tell you something. I love Aretha Franklin. I love Patti LaBelle's them singing. I love them sisters, they can sing up a storm. And brothers, they can sing up a storm. I love the way they sing. But let me tell you something. It's people that praise Yahweh that can sing better than any one of them. And I know some. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, the praises of Yahweh are great. In other words, this is the difference. In Psalms 47, go to Psalms 47, and we're going to go back to the phone lines in just a minute. In Psalms, the 47th chapter, let me show you the greatest way to praise the true and living Elohim. I'm going to read the whole chapter because it's so short. It says in Psalms 47, the first verse, "Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto Elohim with the voice of triumph. Yahweh Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. Elohim is gone up with a shout. Yahweh with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to Elohim. Sing praises, unto our King. Sing praises, for Elohim is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Elohim reigneth over the heathen. Elohim sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the Elohim of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto Elohim. He greatly exalted. Hallelujah. See, we serve the Elohim of Abraham. And Muslims and Islam, they get it misquoted. They get it wrong. They say, well, Abraham served A-L-L-A-H. That's a lie. Abraham served Yahweh, Elohim, and him only. Hallelujah. See, we got to make the crooked. Yahweh is going to make the crooked thing straight through his word. And who is he using? He's going to use you. Those of you all who want to be fishes and hunters, he's going to use you. Do you understand? And through his servants, the prophets. And when you sing praise with understanding. Some people, they praise Yah, and I'm going to tell you the difference. And we're going to go to the phone lines. They praise Yah. They say, hallelujah, but have no understanding when they, before they end their prayers, they say, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Christ, you praising Yah, you saying hallelujah, like these churches do, and they don't even have understanding. That's why the scriptures say itself. Sing praises to Elohim with understanding. It makes the difference. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going right back to the phone lines. All you got to do in the time we have left is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. We're going to put your question or your comment or your praise for Yahweh on the air. And right now we're going straight to area code 803. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Hallelujah, praise the mighty Yahweh.
Hallelujah, my beloved brother Abram in the Hebrew, Amram.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Praise Yah.
Got to give all praise, glory, and honor to the true and living Elohim, the fountain of living water, the one who don't sleep, no slumber. I just want to give him praise, thank him for his Shabbat day, thank him for allowing us to be able to see this day, giving us life, because it's a hard way, you know what I mean, when you don't know the truth. And I just praise Yahweh for all our brothers and sisters that fear and love Yahweh, because we all been once, you know, down that road where we would have that understanding. We lack that knowledge. But praise Yahweh that he's waking us up and increasing us in his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I love Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh.
Yes,
that's what I want to say on today, because Yahweh, through all the adversities and affliction that we're going through, I just want to praise his holy and everlasting and righteous name by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Amram, I'm praising the mighty Yahweh with you, and I love you, brother. And that was very, very encouraging to our people to hear you just say, thank you, Yah, through afflictions that we all going through, as he said. He said he would bring us to a land with an affliction and servitude. So I praise Yahweh for your strength, you and your queen, for your love for the Most High, for you coming down and visiting. And because you family, you might be in another state, but just like I said to Kiss Kia and Brother Kalaya, that we all family. We're in one, even though we're in different states. That's still true unity, because we're unified in Yahweh, and that's the difference. We might not even be in the same state, but we together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh for all our elders, the whole house of Israel, even though a lot of us lost, still asleep, even though we know who we are. But we, you know, continue to pray for them and pray for our family members that don't know Yah, because, you know, one day everybody's going to know Yahweh, no matter what. But we're just going to pray that they all learn to, you know, walk out of these, you know, these wicked ways that they haven't, you know what I mean, and stop serving these, you know, well, stop serving these pagan gods and, you know, and listening to man, because they need to follow Yahweh. Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. He is the only way, the truth, and the light. And through him, that's our salvation. Our righteousness comes through him. So we want to praise Yahweh together. You know, we all one, you know, and even though we're in different states, we're going to still give Yah his praise, you know, his honor and his glory. And I just want to thank Yahweh, you know what I mean, for all our sisters and brothers, you know what I mean, at the House of Israel of Atlanta. I love every one of y'all. And, you know, we're going to stand strong with Yahweh as one together, one unit.
Tell it.
Because that's where that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way we got to end it, you know. And we're going to walk, you know, strong together. No matter what we face in this day, y'all going to continue to bring it until he returns. But we're going to stand strong together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about, my beloved brother, Amram. I love you, man, and you're a strong brother. And I praise the mighty Yahweh for you. Can't wait to see you again. I hope you just come on up and surprise us like you normally do. Like we had beautiful brothers and sisters that came yesterday. The Hills from South Carolina. I can't wait. I know you'd met him before. I think you met him at a conference.
Yeah, we all met. We know each other.
Yes. Praise Yah. So I've just enjoyed everything that you said, beloved brother. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Anything else you'd like to say?
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Go ahead and get yourself well. I thank Yahweh for your queen who's strong with you. And, you know, we just can't wait to see you come on again and just give Yah his glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Love you too, beloved brother, and your queen and children. And may the Holy One of Israel continue to bless and keep you, brother. Stay strong.
Stay strong. Be safe. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Brothers and sisters, it's been a blast. It really has. It's been a blast. And I thank the mighty Yahweh for allowing this broadcast to go forth. I praise the mighty Yahweh for his goodness, for his mercy, endureth forever. I enjoyed yesterday just talking about how the Almighty let us know that beyond the shadow of a doubt that he gave us as an everlasting covenant, his holy Sabbath day. In other words, if anyone is doing the same thing or regarding the same thing that you're regarding, it's totally normal because he has said out of his own mouth that you are Elohims. He is our Elohim, and he made us to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. So therefore, we praise the mighty Yahweh that he has allowed us to be, since we come back to his word, the few of us that have come back to support him, to speak for his word, to do his laws and his commandments, to give him praise and him only. It is a blessing so that we would know that truly when the others, the heathen that came with calendars and they mark it on the S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, and we find out that in their native language, in their native tongue, that they know that every 7 days of their times on their calendars mean day of rest, even though they don't even go by it in most cases. It lets you know, truly, when y'all do something, it stands forever. When he confounded their languages and confused their languages and engraved in their languages, because it is him that gives languages, that the 7 day would be ordained for unemployment, for worship only to him, he meant that. I praise him. I thank him for being who he is, for being our Elohim. And brothers and sisters, to end this broadcast, we're going to leave you with another song from Hebrew Force. Praise the mighty Yahweh. I hope you love it. It's called We. Hallelujah.